Good morning, and you're welcome to the Open Heaven Hour. Please stay tuned for our devotion for today. You're welcome to another edition of the Open Heaven Hour. This is a brand new day. It's okay to be thankful. So we've come here with our hearts of gratitude. I'm here because I am. I'm a child of grace. I'm here because someone is looking out for me. I'm here because someone has decided to take it upon himself that he wants to see my beautiful face. Every single day, you are special. I am special. We all are special in the sight of God. God has made it his business to preserve us. So it's now up to us to give him thanks for what he's doing. When someone is doing something well, you just have to appreciate them for the job well done. He is a God that never sleeps nor slumbers. I wanted to just say a word of thanksgiving to God this morning. We have a lot to be thankful for. Me most especially, we have a lot to be thankful for. If this is your first time of joining us and you're wondering what you're listening to, this is the Open Heaven Hour. It's that time of the day where we get to learn, hear, and share our devotion, where we get to dive into the Word of God. So explore the mysteries of our Lord Jesus Christ, to hear what the Lord has to tell us every single day. So if you are here and your heart is heavy, you have a weight on you, this is a place to just lay it all down at his feet and just wait on him to speak to you. If you've been very frequent on the show, you know what time it is. It's time to tell somebody, to tell somebody, to tell every single person that it's time for a devotion. So I want you to take it upon yourself to invite one person to this platform. Most especially, that person you would like to see burning for God. Share this with somebody. And like I always say on this show, you might just be saving a soul by sharing this message. This segment of our show is brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. And on this segment of our show, we make use of our Open Heaven devotional manual, written by our Father in the Lord, Pastor Enoch Adejare Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. Today is the 26th day in the month of November 2024. I'll be looking at a topic that says, only by grace. Only by grace. I am today taking from Him 2 from our Open Heaven Manual. Him 2, Amazing Grace. Our Bible in 1 year is taken from Romans chapter 11 to chapter 14. Romans chapter 11 to chapter 14. Our memory verse today is taken from Zechariah chapter 4 verse 6. Zechariah chapter 4 verse 6, which says, Then he answered and spake unto me, saying, This is the word of the Lord unto Zerubbabel, saying, Not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. Zechariah chapter 4 verse 6, Then he answered and spake unto me, saying, This is the word of the Lord unto Zerubbabel, saying, Not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit, said the Lord of hosts. Our Bible reading for today is taken from Ephesians chapter 2, 8 to 10. Ephesians chapter 2, from verse 8 to 10. Are you with your Bibles now? Ephesians chapter 2, from verse 8 to 10. From verse 8 it says, For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand, that we should walk in them. May God bless the reading and the hearing of his word in Jesus' name. Amen. Our manna today reads, questions like, do you know who I am? Do you know who you are talking to? How dare you speak to me like that? I'm born out of pride. The truth is that every human being was made from the dust of the ground. And eventually will return there, like we see in Genesis chapter 3, verse 19. It is only by the grace and favor of God that we are here this far. Like we say in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 10. If you think that you are successful because of how smart or brilliant you are, my question for you is, did you create your brain? Could you have single-handedly created the opportunities that you had while climbing the ladder of success? The Bible tells us in Colossians chapter 1 from verse 16 to 17 that all things exist in God and were created by Him and for Him. Everything we are and have is by God's provision. And by his grace alone, this is why today's Bible reading tells us that no one can boast before God. Even though I can be considered brilliant because I obtained a PhD in mathematics, I could have ended up as a farmer in my small hometown, if I were. If God had not given me the kind of mother that I had, she supported my dream to go to school in every way she could. And if this had not happened, I would not be where I am today. This is why I cannot afford to be proud, because I know my humble beginnings. And I did not get where I am today solely by my efforts. God raised me by his grace and mercy. And he can also pull me down. In the Bible, even though King Saul was initially aware of his humble state before he was crowned king, in 1 Samuel chapter 15, verse 17, pride began to set in his heart as time went by. He got to a point where he began to feel like he needed more respect from people. Consequently, he lost his position and the kingdom was taken away from him, like you see in 1 Samuel chapter 15, from verse 22 to 31. By the time we get to 1 Samuel chapter 16, verse 1, God was telling Samuel not to waste his time praying for Saul because he had rejected him. Beloved, do not allow pride into your hearts. The moment a fellow becomes proud, destruction is waiting at the door, like we see in Proverbs chapter 16, verse 18. Never forget about God's abundant grace, and be careful never to think that you are superior to other people. God is the one raising you, and all glory must be given to him. Today's open heaven comes as a prayer point that says, Father, thank you so much for your grace. Please help me never to boast in myself, but in you alone. Father, thank you so much for your grace. Please help me never to boast in myself, but in you alone. I want you to pray this prayer and pray it throughout the day and ask for the grace not to boast in yourself, but in him alone. Thanks for staying tuned. Has this open heaven been a blessing to you? I want you to know that you can also be a blessing to somebody today. And how can you be a blessing? You can be a blessing by sharing. This is also a way of winning a soul to the kingdom of God. And how can you share this message? You can share by visiting our website on www.praisepalaceready.com. Click on the podcast. Click on the Open Heaven Hour. You'll see all our past and current Open Heaven devotionals. Click on any of the messages you'd like to listen to, download, or share. The link will pop up above. Copy the link and share with somebody today. You can also join us 7 a.m. GMT every morning. 7 a.m. GMT every morning. Available on our mobile app and on our online radio. We have it on Play Store and Apple Store, Praise Palace Radio, and on our radio station online, www.praisepalaceradio.com. Just click on the play button to listen to all our amazing shows outlined for you throughout the day. It promises to be exciting, inspiring, and spirit-filled. Thanks for staying tuned. Till you hear my voice again, and till we gather for another word from the mind of God. Do remain blessed. Bye-bye.